too.
Hey guys, I am thrilled to welcome an inspiring guest, Kathy Nesbitt. Kathy is a wellness and health advocate and certified laughter yoga teacher. She was appointed as a laughter ambassador by the founder of Laughter Yoga, Dr. Madan Kataria. And Kathy is passionate about using laughter as a stress management tool and improving mental and physical health. Today, we explore the benefits of laughter yoga and the work of influential researchers in laughter therapy and the contagious nature of laughter. We'll also learn about Kathy's Fun Fab Friday video series and discuss laughter's role in coping with stress in the modern world and maybe even leaving your cell phones at home, which I just talked about with her. That's it. Here we go. Kathy, I love that you laugh all the time. Tell me about the moment that you like fell in love with laughter and laughter therapy. What was your aha moment?
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's a good start. yes, it was 2012. It's the 21st anniversary of my worm composting business, Kathy's Crawly Composters, selling worms by the pound for indoor composting. Can you imagine? Who doesn't want worms in the house? and in 2012, one more person said, ew, worms in the house. And I got all in my head. I questioned everything. How am I going to do this? Why do I care so much? Why don't others? And the very next day, the universe is fascinating. I think the worms are why I was put on earth. And so for 10 years, I was trucking along. The universe could focus on other people's issues because I was fine. And then I wasn't, and I was going to doff my mission. So I think the universe was like, toss her a lifeline because she's bailing. And I was introduced to laughter yoga 2012.
There you go.
At a business meeting, 5 minute, you know, and it was so beautiful. And I was kind of hooked right from the beginning.
I'll say that just from talking with you and you smile all the time and you do laugh and it makes everyone feel good. It makes me feel good. So I love that about you. You know, like, when you're doing laughter yoga, like, how does it help you? Does it help you connect with your inner child? Does it help you connect with other people? You know, do you like rediscover joy, happiness, playfulness, those sorts of things?
Oh, beautiful. All of the above. Check, check, check. Yes. Your inner child, for sure. The outer people, it's energy. So yes, have you ever heard of mirror neurons?
No, mirror neurons.
Neurons. So in our brain.
Yes. Tell us about mirror
so, neurons. So ever notice that when you smile at somebody, they usually smile back?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you see somebody crying, you might feel sad too.
Yes.
Mirror neurons. It's emotions. So we kind of take on the emotions of those in our field because it's energy. And so laughter is high vibration energy. So when we are with happy people that are upbeat and joyful, mm-hmm. we become that. It's energy. So yes, when we laugh, we feel better. Our inner child is nourished. The people around us are affected. Even when we see people laughing, we wonder, oh, what are they doing? What am I missing? I want to be part of that because it feels good.
So tell me a story like where you were practicing the laughter yoga and it sparked something in somebody else. Tell me a story about that.
Oh my, well, here's a really powerful one. This was regarding, I've done a lot of work with folks with special needs. And there was one young man, nonverbal, and on laughter day, he loved it. He would come and laugh, and he was having a particularly challenging day, and his worker said, do you want to go to laughter yoga? He indicated he did. And we were doing an exercise where you blow up a balloon. So when you blow up the balloon, you breathe in and you breathe in. And when we got to the balloon being fully inflated, he said, bang. this nonverbal young man who doesn't speak. And I feel like when we're laughing and we're breathing deep, we're oxygenating our beautiful brain. So more neurons can fire, more synapses. I believe this nonverbal young man who is unable to verbalize at that very moment, that word came to his mind and he was able to verbalize, bang, the exact thing. We all were shocked. There was silence after that because it was a really moving time. But I've had many moments where people have been moved from laughter. They might come and their arms crossed, like, oh, we're gonna laugh for nothing. Come on. And it's contagious. You can't, like, it takes a lot of energy not to play, like, not to even smile. Are you kidding?
Have you seen those videos where people, like, I saw one where a guy was on a train, he just starts laughing, and the camera's panning around other people, like, he just goes, and he's just laughing. And like, how long can you keep laughing? And then everybody's laughing on the train.
Right.
Like, have you ever had an experience like that?
I absolutely have. Yes. We actually did a laughter flash mob for in Toronto a few years ago. We all got together at City Hall and we all knew. So it was all through Facebook, through social. We kind of all met in a central square in Toronto. And then at a certain hour, we did the the flash mob where we all just started laughing. It was beautiful. Yeah,
no it's a way. What happened? Like, did everyone start laughing around?
They do, yes. And then, you know, it just is contagious. And then you feel good. It's such a huge release. When we're laughing, we're secreting the love drugs. We're connecting. We become totally present. That's what happens when we laugh. We're not thinking about yesterday, that stupid thing I said, that meeting I have tomorrow. We're not worried at all. We're not even thinking. That's the part is we're totally present.
Did you, like, have you seen, like, people transform from being like the Scrooge and turn into like more happy people because of laughter yoga?
I would love to give you an example of my husband. I've been laughing since 2012, really laughing since 2020. I took a deep dive into why is laughter the best medicine. Mm-hmm. And before 2020, I was doing Skype laughter, not video. It was just on audio. And it was laughter professionals, 20 minutes of laughter. Every day I would do it 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And my husband would leave the room and I would get offended. Like, why is he leaving? It's laughter. Why doesn't he laugh with me? And last year, so that was maybe 2018, 2019, then 2020 came. and I'm a laughter teacher. I teach people how to laugh. Slowly, he's been doing the laughter, the Fun Fab Fridays videos. He's the videographer, so he's in it. But he would leave the room. So I used to say, my husband's laughter hesitant. And we live in a teeny house, under 1,000 square foot house. So it's, you know, there's not a lot of space to go. Like, sorry that I'm chatty, you know, giggly Kathy. Anyway, last November, I was doing a training. I had an online training, 2 days. And we were going for a walk in the forest. And I said, oh, my training next, my laughter training next week. I only have one paid student. And there's two teachers. That's a pretty good ratio.
Yep.
and they're paid, so we're going ahead. And he just turned to me and said, maybe I'll take the training. So Michael, it took years. He was laughter hesitant. He would leave the room, right? The energy is so high vibration. If you're feeling in a funk or you're depressed or anxious, it might be a stretch for you to feel that high vibration. Now he's trained. But you are what you act. I just wanted to continue with that. You know, when I came to laughter, I was surprised how many people came to laughter yoga from depression. Because you can simulate laughter and your brain might be saying, stop it, you look weird. What are you doing? This is awkward. And your body's going, pew, pew, pew. Oh, keep going. I feel great.
Now, what would you say to people like they're hesitant? They're going like, I can't laugh unless something's funny.
That's just in our mind, right? That's our mind saying you can't. We can just. I can say, okay, so how about if you just put a smile on? Okay, that's it. I'm not asking you to laugh yet. Just put a smile.
Okay.
See how you feel. Take a deep breath into your belly and then keep smiling and then release through with a sigh. Ha. Nice. I'm not asking you to laugh yet. Put your hands on your belly. Whenever we say ha ha, and I want you to do that, or ho,
I can't help
ho,
it because I love this.
Right? We're moving our diaphragm. Those words ho and ha are like using our diaphragmatic muscles. So what I would say to people is just allow yourself permission. Just play. It's an exercise. So let's just imagine that instead of doing sit-ups or push-ups or the rowing machine, we can laugh. How beautiful.
I am so that's why the laughter. I'm bored with that right about now, because after this I'm thinking like, I got to go to the gym and do some running. And like, I'm like, I'd rather just laugh.
Right. This is a cardiovascular workout. It really is. You need to engage. So jokes are cultural. Watching a comedy, you know, a sitcom or a funny movie, that's all great. Those are all great strategies. You're not necessarily going to get what you need, because if you're at a comedy club and you're laughing for 10 or 15 minutes full on, they're going to kick you out of the club. They're going to be excuse me, the joke's over and we can't hear the next joke because you're laughing too much. Stop it.
There are times, like, what do you find is the funniest laugh that you've ever heard? Like, there's some people that ha ha ha, and there's some people like, what are the funny laughs that you've heard?
There is, he's now passed, but Doug Collins, there was a contest to find the funniest person with the funniest laugh, the person with the funniest laugh. Doug Collins was his name, from the States. And he would be like, he did it was hilarious. And you could not laugh. And there's a show in Europe, it may be Sweden, and they have an audience, and they have these people that have really odd laughs, and they get the audience to give them animal names.
What actually makes you do that, though? What makes us laugh? Like, what is the, is laughter built into us? Like, do other animals laugh? Do other things laugh? What is it?
I do believe it is innate. Yes. It's just like crying. It's just something that we do as a release. I believe laughter is definitely something that we can only do it when we feel safe, because when we laugh full on, our knees get weak. So imagine, you know, the hunters in prehistoric days standing around telling jokes and they're laughing. Ah, ha, 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 ha. And then Chomp comes along the site. Saber-toothed tiger. Oh, you got us again. So we can, right? We can only, that's why the Laughter Club is so beautiful. It's a safe environment for people to laugh, to play. And there's a little game. So you asked, how do we get people who are serious or who, you know, find it awkward to laugh? When we can break those people, then we've got them. There are natural. I'm a natural. I don't need jokes or comedy. I'm full in. And laughter people, when I have a laughter club, and a lot of laughter leaders come to my club because we just want to laugh, but we don't always want to be leading. We just want to go and play. Okay. So a laughter yoga. So it was started in 1995 by a medical doctor, Dr. Madan Kateria, and his goal is world peace. Oh my gosh! Like, what a goal! Don't you want to jump on that bandwagon? Yes, please. You know, world peace.
Wow. If you could get like any group of people, and you could talk to any group of people and say, you know what, I'm going to teach you to laugh, or I'm going to let you laugh. Like, who would that group be?
Right. There's so many people struggling at this point. I would say young people, like teens. They're a difficult group to get laughing at the best of times, because when you're laughing, you look a little bit awkward and it's a little bit weird. I said before COVID, I was hired to do a laughter gig with Girls Inc., which is like Big Sisters. And they weren't laughing. And I was got all in my head. Why aren't they laughing? What's going on? I was like, oh, they're teens. They don't want to look ridiculous. And when you're laughing, it's not that attractive. Right. So then I put music on. And then once we got moving, then I had them. But today the teens, you know, during COVID and the lockdown, they missed that whole interaction, the whole awkward stage when you're puberty and finding yourself and all those things.
Yeah.
They didn't have that. Yeah. They're really, the students are really struggling. So I would say if I could, and I have been hired to do a keynote for grades 6, 7, and 8. After I hung up from the phone, after I said yes to that one, I was like, oh my gosh, get back in your box. What have I done?
Who do you know that's out there that's got the biggest, that is inspirational, and they laugh all the time and they make other people feel good? I know you do. Like, are there any of our politicians or any of our world leaders that laugh and make people feel good? Like, who is
the Dalai Lama?
Dalai Lama, really?
The Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. There was a whole joy summit. It was just a couple of months ago, and these two gentlemen from opposite ends of the earth, very different lives. When they got together, they were like 8-year-old boys. They were so joyful. Oh my, just playing. So there was a whole documentary and there was a summit, a whole week-long summit called the Global Joy Summit. And it was such a gift to watch those two just playing, even though they have these very serious roles, very different lives, as I said. And they talked about joy and being joyful in every moment. Yeah. And it's different than happiness. Happiness and joy are not, they're not the same. Happiness is conditional. Like when I get that job, I'll be so happy. When I get the guy or the girl, I'll be so happy. When I get that job or pay my house or whatever it is, I'll be so happy until you're like, oh yeah, okay, that's done. What's next? Joy is not, it's so laugh. Happiness is conditional on something. Joy is like, wherever I am, I'm just going to be joyful. I'm going to bring the joy and make it better wherever I am. Like, because we have that in, the power is in us.
I love that. Oh my gosh. You know, I've seen the Dalai Lama laugh, and every time I see him laugh, it makes me happy, but I always think of the Dalai Lama as being serious all the time, stoic. And he does laugh a lot, right? It's amazing.
Oh, he laughs a lot. Oh, a lot. It's so beautiful.
So give us a quick exercise in laughing, something that we can do like right now, and everyone who's watching can laugh and be happy and have a better day.
All right. I'm going to do some stuff with to enhance our brain. Okay. So let's just do the mantra first. So when we're clapping palm to palm. Activating the meridians. The rhythm is 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, clapping. And the words are ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. So let's do that just for a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
Ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, 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 ho, ho, ha, 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 ho, ho, right? Okay. So that helps prime, that gets the juices going, that starts our energy flowing.
It does. Right? I was just doing it now, and I'm like, you can't stop laughing.
Right? You're a great subject. I love it. So now I want you to put your fingertips together. And we're just going to tap them. Tap your fingertips. We're getting the energy flowing in our fingertips. And I want you to breathe in. And smiling. Okay, now stop tapping. Can you feel the energy? Like, are your fingertips tingling? Good. Okay, so the energy's flowing there. What we're going to do, we're going to twiddle our fingers, starting with our baby finger. This is going to take brain power. And I want you to, we're going to go ha, 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 one way. And then we're going to go reverse the other way. Some fingers are going to be harder. Just notice. And the people watching, play along. So fingers are joined.
Okay. Fingers together.
Yeah. And we're going to start with our pinky. So here we go. Ha, 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 ha. Twiddling one way and then the other way. Ho, 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 ho. All right. Ring finger. Here we go. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, that one's harder for me. This gets easier as you do it. And the other way. Ho, 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 ho. And if you mess up, just laugh. Okay. Middle finger. Here we go. Anger finger. Ho, ha, 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 ha.
Is it ho, ho one way and ha, ha the other way?
Yes, it is. I like if ho, you mess ho, up, ho, just ho, laugh. Ho, ho. Okay, index finger. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, 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 ho.
You realize this is going down in posterity and people are going like, did you see Michael J. laughing on like camera? And I'm like,
okay, twiddling your thumbs one way. Ha, 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 ha. Other way. Ho, 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 ho. And then we say, very good, very good. Yay.
Awesome.
And you know, whenever you have your hands over your head, something else, let's just do this. We're going to do three yippies and throw our hands in the air. You ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Yippee. 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 So did you find that some of your fingers were harder than others?
Yeah, the ring fingers.
Yeah, so the more you practice that is really great brain exercise. That's a beautiful. And when we get a thought and we're going to say something, the part of our brain that lights up before our mouth is our hands.
Say that again.
Our brain, they've done where they've had the brain wired up. When we get a thought and we're going to speak, before the mouth part lights up in our brain, our hands do. And I believe, like, we talk with our hands, we do art with our hands. So whenever we're creating through our hands and thinking, speech is creating as well.
Yes.
So this is a great exercise for enhancing your creativity.
Well, let's do something else that's fun too, because I love this exercise. I'm going to tap lot. But
right, tap, yeah.
Yeah, let's play. You know what? Let's play a game. I do this with a lot of the people that come on. We're going to play this or that. I'm going to give you two choices. You can choose one or the other. You can't choose neither, and you can't choose both. Okay, so some of these may be funny. Some of them is maybe, who knows what. First thing that comes to your mind, okay? Laughing alone or in a group?
In a group.
All right. Morning laughter sessions or evening laughter sessions?
Morning.
Really? Okay. How about silent laughter or laugh out loud?
Laugh out loud.
Yeah. But are you a laugh out loud person usually?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Laughter yoga in person or online?
In person.
Okay. Deep belly laughs or giggles?
Deep belly laughs.
Yeah. Laughter yoga indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
Outdoors. Laughter yoga with friends or with strangers?
Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, friends.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you ever go, you meet strangers and do you laugh with them?
Absolutely. And then I give them my card. Okay. Actually, I was at the dollar store. Oh my gosh, this is so random. I was at the dollar store and I'm one of those people that I'm talking. Actually, I'm always talking. I don't know. I'm a noisy person. And so I'm at the dollar store. And so whenever I get to the end, it's the impulse aisle, right? Where they have all the mm-hmm. stuff that you can't resist. And so I always say, oh, the impulse aisle, don't make eye contact. And then I laugh. And the woman at the front of the line said, I know that laugh. And she turned around. She said, you came into, I was a teacher. I'm retired now. But she said, you came into my school maybe 10 years ago. And I was like, 10 years ago was before I was into laughter.
Yeah, you're just laughing anyway. Oh my gosh. How about spontaneous laughter or intentional laughter?
Spontaneous.
Okay. What about laughter with music or without music?
Without.
Yeah. Laughter while standing or sitting?
Standing.
Really? Oh, good. I'm going to stand up in the next show and we're going to laugh together. Let's talk about physical comedy. What about laughter with props or without props?
Without.
Okay. Talk about laughter with breathing exercises or laughter exercises only?
With breathing.
Okay. How about laughter during work breaks or as a dedicated part of your day?
It is the same, but it's the same part thing. Of my day. Okay. Well, that's my work.
Let me see. Learning laughter yoga with a certified coach or self-guided practice? That's our last one.
Oh, with a certified teacher, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Oh, I think that that's the way to go, too, because you get to laugh with somebody, and it's a happy thing. So I definitely want people to stay in touch with you, and let's give them a way to do that. We've got your website, kathyscomposters.com, and also kathysclub.com. You're on Facebook, which is amazing. I love that you're there. Kathy Crawley's Crawley Composters, which celebrates your worms and in your house. And then we've also got your LinkedIn at Kathy Nesbitt. And you're also on Twitter at Squirm. And for should we just let people guess what the 2112 is in the YouTube channel, RHGN 2112?
Those that know, know.
Those that know, know.
Check out episode 69 of our Fun Fab Friday video okay, series.
That's an easy number to remember.
And if I could just say, I if anybody wants to learn this magic medicine, and it's really for yourself, but you do get a certificate, you can lead laughter after the two-day training. I have one. Okay. They are ongoing, but the next one is April 25th and 27th. Online. Mm-hmm. There's still room. Come and join. Come and learn this magic medicine. And it changes your life. When you laugh, you change. When you change the people around you.
I think that's amazing. Thank you so much for being on. I've had fun laughing with you, and I will keep doing it. So thank you, and we'll see you in the future. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.